Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for another episode of Into the Inferno. I am here with Carlos Corrado today from men's soccer. Our men's soccer team had a good start to their season. They're currently 5-1 on the season. And I brought Carlos in today for the main reason of he was also just named Player of the Week for last week's efforts against Life University, where the Fire took a 2-1 victory over Life. Carlos had a season-high 7 saves with 8 attempts, so pretty good game, Carlos. So, first of all, just talk to me a little bit about why you think you had success in that game in particular.
I think just like a result of hard work from like putting in the week, you know. As a team, we trained really hard, we really prepared well for the game. And like my individual success is just a result from the team's effort, you know, like nothing that I'm going to do on the pitch is just me, you know. It's with the help of my teammates and coaches. So I think the success just comes from good preparation. We work hard every time we are on the pitch. We're just giving our best, you know, just so we can do our thing on the pitch as well. So, yeah, I'm happy I had that individual success and that recognition, but it's just a result of collective effort for sure.
Absolutely. So take me back to the exact moment you saw the tweet or however you found out that you were named Player of the Week, and just talk to me a little bit about the emotions that you felt when you realized that you were named Player of the Week.
All right, so that's actually pretty funny because I was in the locker room and we were going to practice and we were actually in lightning delay, so we just came back in. I was frustrated because I want to keep training and lightning this time of the year has been pretty bad, so I checked on my phone and then I saw the notification, oh, breaking, Carlos Corrado's name, the Sun Conference Player of the Week. I'm like, oh, wow, that's cool. That's very cool. It's very cool, you know. Like, it's always good when you're recognized by something that you did good. And I think it's the fourth time in my career here at SCU that I got recognized with that individual award. But it's honestly very cool. Every time, it seems like it's the first time. You know, it's very nice. It's not really words to describe it. It's just very cool.
Yeah, it's a very cool feeling. So I know, like I said, you guys are having success right now on the field. So I know it's very easy to go out onto the pitch or wherever, whatever sport you're playing. When you're having success, it's very easy to go out there and have a good time and play to the best of your ability because success is fun, obviously. So talk to me a little bit about what you do in moments of maybe you guys aren't having as much success as you wanted, or maybe you personally have had a bad game or had a bad stretch of games. Because I know it's hard to stay inspired and stay motivated in those moments. So can you tell me about someone or something in particular that inspires you to keep going on the days where it gets really hard?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it's part of sports, you know. Like, some days you're going to do very well and some days you're going to do pretty bad. So it's just a matter of, like, remembering, like, all the effort that you put in, and there is a reason for you to be in that place that you're at. So personally, I just like to go back and look at my posts on Instagram, so like look at pictures or videos of myself training, and just remember that all the hard work that I put in, and that brought me to the point where I'm at right now. And it's just part of it, you know. Like, I think failure builds character. So every time that you make a mistake, every time that you don't do too well, it's just another opportunity for you to get better. So instead of like taking that in and just think, oh, it's the end of the world, I'm never gonna play good again. No, it's just an opportunity for growth. So I like to do that. I like to look at old videos of myself training. I like to maybe look at texts that family sent me or friends that sent, say, like, hey, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of what you're doing. I like to go back and look at those, like, Player of the Week recognitions and remember that once upon a day I was one of those people. So, but I also like to look at some like other, like, sports references, like Kobe Bryant. It's always a good person to go back and look into. Michael Jordan. So a couple of Brazilian guys, since I'm from Brazil, there's some Brazilian players that have been through some cool stories, and I like to go back at him. There's like a former goalkeeper from a club that I played back in Brazil called Magrão, and he has a very cool story. He's a very good Christian guy. So I like to go back and look at his interviews and his testimony and stuff. So those are some kind of things that I use when I haven't played so good. I'm not in a good moment. And family as well, you know, like, it's always go back to talk to your dad, talk to your mom, and just ask for advice, even though sometimes they didn't play the sport that you play or they haven't been through what you have been or you're going through. But yeah, I was going to have some kind of advice. I truly believe that. So those are certain, some things that I do when I'm in those situations.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I know for me personally in my walk through athletics, I think I would also do the same thing when I found out that I was, or I found myself in a bad stretch of athletics. I think it was really important just to go back and think on past successes that you've had so you don't get into a space where, you know, your mind is telling you that you don't deserve to play college athletics or the crazy stuff that your mind will tell you. So I think looking back on past successes, like you mentioned, is really crucial. So thanks for sharing that. Next question. I know we talked a little bit pre-show about some game day rituals or pre-game rituals, whatever you want to call it. So talk to me a little bit about any game day rituals that you have.
All right. So I actually have quite a bit of game day rituals. Start off with like food. I like to eat the same thing that I've been eating like the other days, just because I don't like to change my diet on a game day. You know, like I don't want anything in my stomach that might not feel good by game time. But one thing though is like before a game, I have to eat a peanut butter, jelly, sandwich, and a banana. That's one thing that I always eat no matter what. I have no idea why, but I just like it. Feels good. Makes me feel like I have enough energy to play. So that's one thing that I do. But I also like to nap before, like if I get a 30-minute or a 3-hour nap before a game, it's also important for me. But I'll say that most rituals, they start when I get a locker room. So I'm always listening to the same music, like the same song. I have same stretch routine, my band activations, and when I'm putting my shin guards on, my shin guard sleeve, the socks, I have to put the right sock first, after the left, and tie my right cleat first, and after the left, you know. When I put my gloves on, my left glove goes on first, and then my right glove goes after that. When I go into the pitch, I hop 3 times with my right foot, and then 3 times with my left foot, and then I start the warm-up. So those are some of the things that I have in the ritual stuff that I like to do before games. I also like to go on YouTube and like just look up like goalkeepers and like just kind of like a visualization kind of exercise thing. Just like, oh, they do that, like might be able to do that in the game today, you know. So I think it's good to do all this kind of stuff. But yeah, I'd say when I get to the locker room, the socks one is like a pretty odd one. Like there is not a single time. If I catch myself putting the left one first, I'll take it out and then put my right one first and then the left one after. It's just a little ritual that I had before. And also when I get on the pitch, I like to get like knee on the line and like just pray, ask God for protection for the game, that all the hard work that I put in towards the week can be shown in the game, and just keep all of us safe out there. No one gets injured, including myself. And we just had like a fair game of soccer. So those are some things that I have.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not the only weird athlete, because I also had weird stuff like that. I would have to put my batting gloves on in a certain order. So I'm glad I'm not the only one. So that's a little bit of a look into Carlos Corrado as a player in specific. So, Carlos, let's talk about the team a little bit. Like I said, you guys have had success thus far, 5-1 season, with some pretty good wins. So if you had to contribute some success, or the success that you guys have been having, to some things in particular, what would you contribute that success to so far?
I'm going to say to the chemistry that we have in the locker room. I think really are a family to each other. Like for me, as an example, I was telling you pre-show, I haven't seen my family in almost 2 years. So like some days it's like rough because you miss them and stuff, but when I go into the locker room, it's crazy. I completely forget that like my family is not around, because I really feel part of something special there, you know. And one thing that coach talked to us in the beginning of this season was like, he called us the chosen. So like, we are all here together in this year with taking the COVID year or not, and for a purpose. And we really took that into our daily like routine of practices, and we only bring that to the game. We just want to like feel blessed that we have the chance to be playing the sport and be playing representing Southeastern. So I'll say that's not only the like the good players that we have, you know, like the depth of the squad skill wise, but also that family. I think that that bond is really strong, and it's really contributing for our success during this season. So I'm really excited to like move forward with this team, because I truly think that we can achieve big things this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So like you were just saying, I think chemistry is a huge part of any team's success. If you had to describe a strength of the team skill-wise, what do you think that you guys as a team do really, really well?
Skill-wise, I would say we're a pretty athletic team and pretty tough. So we have strong players. We have very fast players as well. And with that, would be most soccer teams, if when they have those players' characteristics, they would just like kind of play long balls and then just like hope the speed and the strength of the players would like win games for them. But we're a little bit different. Like, we also we have the speed, we have the strength, but we're also very good at keeping the ball and maintaining possession so we can get to the final third and like score off that. So I'd say that's our highlight. Like, we're a very technical team when we have the ball on our feet, and in case we need to play a long ball and win on speed, we have that speed as well. So, and also the depth for the team, we have players with different skills. So like, we have guys that are very fast, but also we have guys that are not as fast, but they're more technical, so they can like ping those balls and find those fast players. So good all around. I'd say that possession and in combination with speed is definitely our biggest strength this year.
Awesome. So you guys are going to be taking on Florida College tomorrow for your next game. I know last year, the last time you guys faced off against Florida College, it was a crazy game, two overtimes. You guys came out with a 4-3 victory. So going into that game tomorrow against Florida College, what are some things that you think are necessary for the team to do well in order to come out with a victory tomorrow against Florida College?
I think we have to play our game. You know, it's very important to whenever – it doesn't matter the opponent that we're playing. We got to play our game, execute the game plan that we have for us, and don't worry too much about the other team. I think if we do that, we're definitely going to be able to pull up the win. But also one thing that is going to help us have success in the game is just finish our chances early. As soon as we get in front of the goal, we have to score. We got to have the killer mentality of, like, as soon as we have the chance to score multiple goals, we need to score multiple goals. So I would say that, just execute our game plan. We have a very good game plan, and we're excited to play. They're a good opponent, and it's just another day for us to show what Southeastern men's soccer is. So we're excited for that, and it's definitely going to be a great game. But, yeah, with us executing our game plan, we should be good.
Yeah, I remember watching that game last year. Like I said, double overtime, 4-3. So crazy game. I'm so glad you guys were able to come out with the victory. So it will definitely be a good game. So if you were to ask your team what the team as a whole would define success as, what do you think they would say? What's the ultimate goal, or what do you guys define as success for this season?
For this season, I know we don't want to lose another game. This season where I dropped a game, unfortunately, and it happens. It was a learning curve for us. Definitely, I think, helped us to be stronger and to be better. But we don't want to lose another game this year. Ultimately, we want to get nationals and win nationals. But we also know that you can't look at the future goal without taking day-to-day. So it's very good that we have the goal in mind of like not losing a single game this season anymore. But we got to take day by day, you know. So like each game, so tomorrow we play Florida College and Friday we play Middle Georgia State. So it's, we got to win both games, you know, win both games this week and then prepare for conference open next week against Weber. So it's just game by game, honestly, like just winning every game and worrying about the next one after you're done with the game. So yeah, I'll say win nationals and win conference, of course, like the big titles, like the big goals that we have in mind. And we're definitely striving for it, but we also understand that we just got to win the next game. Win the next game, all right, be done. Win the next game and keep winning. So I'll say that's how we would define success this season.
Yeah, I remember one time somebody telling me that going into a game, your 0-0 record going into that day. So having the mindset of just game by game, I think, is absolutely crucial, and taking one game at a time. You can't get too focused on future goals. So I think game by game is a huge goal. So how do you think that this year's SU men's soccer team differs from last year's men's soccer team, maybe off the field, on the field? Just talk about a little bit of differences between this year's squad and last year's squad.
I'd say we are more, our bond is definitely stronger this year. I truly believe that last year's COVID had an impact on our team as well, because, you know, like, players going into quarantine, it's never fun. You don't have a teammate for 15 days and you have to keep playing, you know. So, and you also can't hang out as much off the pitch. So I think that definitely impacted on our season, on and off the pitch as well, like with the chemistry. So I'd say the chemistry is the biggest difference that we have this season. But also we added to our squad some key players that have been helping us a lot to score goals and keeping like our defense in good numbers as well. So I'll say that would definitely be the biggest difference. But you know, I think every year is a new team, and that you can bond or you cannot bond. So I'm just glad we're making it work. And we're just keeping, like, one thing that has always been going on is diversity. We have people from all over the world in our team. You know, like, I'm from Brazil. We have a bunch of Italians on our team. And we have people with different backgrounds, like background from Mexico, background from Colombia. And that's very good. And I think that all that diversity is going off the pitch and on the pitch as well. So, like, sometimes we hang out and we cook, like, I don't know, Brazilian food, Colombian food, and Italian food, you know. And that's very cool. Helps with the chemistry, helps with the bond. And but also on the pitch as well, because like Brazilians play in a certain way, Italians play in a certain way, you know, like Mexicans play in a certain way, Colombians in a certain way. But ultimately, it's our job to just make it work for Southeastern men's soccer. So I think we've been doing that pretty well, and it's been very fun to see all those different cultures showing up off the field and on the field as well. It's been very cool.
Yeah, I think I can definitely say that watching you guys play on the field, I can see the chemistry and how you guys have learned to play together a little bit, despite even differing nationalities, maybe even different languages. So you guys have found a way to bond and to play together as a team, and it's really cool to watch. So last question, what advice do you have for young athletes with the dream of playing college soccer?
All right, that's a very good question. I'd say that you're going to go where you're supposed to go, and sometimes you don't understand why things are going to happen in your life. You just got to be patient and trust that God has a plan for you. But just give your best, you know, like if you truly want to do something, prepare for it and like do your best every single day. Don't take a single day for granted. Don't take a single opportunity for granted. Understand that everything that's going to happen in your life is going to result of the work that you put in. I'm a truly believer in that. That's how I ended up here at Southeastern. Like, it was, I worked hard. I did my research, you know, like coming all the way from Brazil, like finding Southeastern and all the different colleges. Southeastern was my first option, so I'm glad that my first option worked out. But just work hard and, like, don't stop working. And I know there are going to be days where you're going to see no purpose of, like, oh, why am I doing this? And you're going to start questioning, like, the decisions and the things that you're doing, because like family is going to start asking, friends are going to start asking. But at the end of the day, when you put your head on the pillow, you have to be in peace with yourself, with the things that you've done on that day. And the only way to do it, and the only way that I know how to do it, is just by hard work. So it's pretty cliche to say, like, just work hard, but I think it's cliche for a reason. Just prepare yourself. I think opportunity, you can't prepare yourself when opportunity shows up. You already have to be prepared when an opportunity knocks at your door. So just work hard and do not stop working until you get to the point where you want to be. You know, like, there's going to be multiple bumps in the way, and that's part of it, and that's just going to help you become better and grow as a person as well. And also just keep in mind that you're not just an athlete, you know, like, you're a person as well. So don't think that your identity lives on the sport. Your identity lives off the pitch as well. So just try to be a good person overall. And I believe that if you're good to the world's going to be good to you. So, yeah, just keep all those things in mind and just do not stop working. Just do not stop working. You're going to get there. One day you'll get there, I promise. But it's not going to be in your time, most likely. But one day you're going to get there. Just truly believe in that.
Really great stuff, Carlos. Thank you so much for sharing that. So again, this was Carlos Corrado, senior goalkeeper for SU Men's Soccer. My name is Sam. I was your host for this week. So tomorrow, men's soccer will face off against Florida College at 7 p.m. And then Friday, a home matchup versus Middle Georgia, which will be another really, really good matchup. You guys are 2-0 all time over Middle Georgia with a 3-2 victory last year. So two really good opportunities to catch the men's soccer team in action over the next couple days. Carlos, thank you so much for joining us and giving us a little bit of insight into the men's soccer team.
Thanks for having me. It was a great opportunity. Great opportunity to share a little bit of myself and about our team. And, yeah, be sure to come out, support our men's soccer team, support all the school teams as well. But if you can show up to the men's soccer games, that would be very cool. Right? I'm excited to meet you guys over there, and let's go Fire.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Tune in next week for another episode of Into the Inferno, and we will catch you next week.